अंतराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। नित्याय गौर प्रेमनंदी हरि हरि बोल। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द सेवन डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द सेवन डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द सेवन डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरांगा। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 4, Vidura Approaches Maitreya. Text 18. Actually, 18 has a very small purport, so I'll read 19 also. Is that okay, Archita Prabhu? So I'll read 18 by myself and we will do 19, chant 19 together. Text 18.
Jnanam param svatma raha prakasham paro vacha kasmai bhagavan samagram apikshmam no grahanaya bharatar vadan jasayad vrajinam tarema.
Translation and a small purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. My Lord, kindly explain to us, if you think us competent to receive it, that transcendent knowledge which gives enlightenment about yourself and which you explained before to Brahmaji. Purport. A pure devotee like Uddhava has no material afflictions because he engages constantly in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. A devotee feels afflicted without the association of the Lord. Constant remembrance of the Lord's activities keeps the devotee alive, and therefore Uddhava requested that the Lord please enlighten him with the knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam, as previously instructed to Brahmaji. Text 19.
Iti avedita hardaya Mahayamsa Bhagavan Para Adi Deshar Vindaksha Atmana Paramam Stitim Iti Avedita Hardaya Mahayamsa Bhagavan Para Adi Deshar Vindaksha Atmana Paramam Stitim Iti Avedita Hardaya Mahyamsa Bhagavan Para Adi Deshar Vindaksha Atmana Paramam Stitim.
Please chant.
iti avedita hardaya mahyamsa bhagavan para adideshar vindaksha atmana paramam sitim iti avedita hardaya mayam sa bhagavan para adideshar vindaksha atmana paramam sitim. Iti avedita ardaya mayam sa bhagavan para adideshar vindaksha atmana paramam sthitim. Mataji, please chant. Iti avedita ardaya mayam sa bhagavan para adideshar vindaksha atmana paramam sthitim. Vidavedita ardaya mayam sa bhagavan para adideshar atmana paramam sthitim. Iti avedita ardaya mayam sa bhagavan para paramam sthitim. Word to word, please repeat. Iti avedita, thus being prayed to by me. Hardaya, from the core of my heart. Mahyam, unto me. Saha, he, Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. Paraha, supreme. Adidesha, instructed. Arvindakshaha, the lotus-eyed. Atmanaha, of himself. Paramam, transcendental. Sthitim, situation. Translation and purport. Translation. When I thus expressed my heartfelt desires unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the lotus-eyed Lord instructed me about His transcendental situation. This is Uddhava speaking. Purport. The words Paramam Sthitim are significant in this verse. The Lord's transcendental situation was not even spoken of to Brahma when the four verses of Srimad Bhagavatam 2.9.33-36 were explained. These verses are also known as Chatur Shloki of Srimad Bhagavatam. This transcendental situation comprises His dealings with devotees engaged in transcendental loving service as exhibited at Dwarka and Vrindavan. When the Lord explained His specific transcendental situation, it was meant for Uddhava only, and therefore Uddhava particularly said, Mahyam, unto me, although the great sage Maitreya was also sitting there. Such a transcendental situation is hardly understood by those whose devotion is mixed with speculative knowledge or fruitive activities. The Lord's activities in confidential love are very rarely disclosed to the general devotees who are attracted by devotion mixed with knowledge and mysticism. Such activities are the inconceivable pastimes of the Lord. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Manchakalpaturubhyesha, Kripasindhubhyay Vacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Namah. I seek blessings of all my superiors here. We have two verses here, and is talking about transcendental understanding of the Lord's position. And Uddhava, he is sharing his personal intimate association with the Lord and how he was personally given this transcendental wisdom, transcendental understanding of the situation of the Lord. So we'll try to cover a few points that I kind of got from these two verses. In the text 18, it talks about how, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, a pure devotee like Uddhava has no material afflictions, because he engages constantly in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. So we can understand from this that how even the situation of pure devotees is also completely transcendental, and they are not affected by external circumstances, external situations. They are not disturbed by external afflictions. And how they are able to do it is because they are constantly engaged, constantly immersed in the service to the Lord, in remembrance to the Lord. There is a whole chapter in Nectar of Devotion, Remembrance of Lord Krishna. And even in this book, actually, I think we read that chapter already, Uddhava is remembering Lord Krishna. So it's amazing how just by remembering, one can become free from all material afflictions. Why I say this? It's given in the Bhagavatam, first canto, Chapter 7, where Vyasadev, he is confirming this, actually says that the material affliction one goes through is due to association, due to considering oneself as a product of material energy and forgetting one's own spiritual existence, forgetting how one is in quality, same with the Lord, but different in quantity. So this verse says very clearly, actually, anartho upasamam sakshat bhakti yogam adokshaje lokasya janato vidvams chakre satvata samhitam. Says, the material miseries of the living entity, which are superfluous to him, can be directly mitigated by the linking process of devotional service. But the mass of people do not know this. And therefore, the learned Vyasadeva compiled this Vedic literature, which is in relation to the Supreme Truth. So, we can understand the importance of studying Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, speaking Srimad Bhagavatam. Because what is Srimad Bhagavatam? It's like gives us constant remembrance of Krishna. And that's what Uddhava is saying here. Personally, he heard it from Lord Krishna himself. So how fortunate we are. We have this great opportunity to have association with Srimad Bhagavatam and in that way associate with Lord Krishna. And just by doing that, we can see results of how we can become free from these material afflictions. We can remember how before coming in contact with devotional service, what kind of activities we were engaged in, and how much stress, unnecessary anxiety we build up due to identification with material energy, due to false ego. We think we are so great, and all those things that comes with identifying ourselves as the body, as the mind. Just one experience I had a couple of days ago. There is one student from China, and he's studying at Cal State, Los Angeles, actually. And he came up to my table, book table, and he has become a vegetarian for some time now, but he's going through some family challenges. He lost one family member, and then another family member is in hospital. And he was so stressed out, he was telling me that he even spoke with his professor, and he was saying, "I'm in the class, but I can't hear anything, I can't understand anything. My mind is so absorbed in all what's going on in my family." So, there is like unlimited examples. We can see the current situation, how there is such a big crisis situation going on between Russia and Ukraine, the war. These are all due to identification with material energy, identifying ourselves as the product of material energy, just considering ourselves this body, this mind, and have no understanding of the spirit soul, of the relationship of spirit soul in existence with the Lord, and what are the activities one can engage in. But we can understand by hearing from Srimad Bhagavatam how by engaging in devotional service, one can become free from all these misidentifications. One can become free from all these material afflictions. Because our mind, it needs engagement. And it's up to every individual how they want to engage their mind. We can see a practical example of our founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada. Long time ago, I watched this video of him passing away. And I was amazed to see the video how even in his last moments, he was translating Srimad Bhagavatam. And watching that video, I was thinking, what kind of person would do that? Even you get like ordinary sickness, maybe some flu or
you know, even cold or something. It's so disturbing. You feel like you don't want to do anything else. And what to talk about someone going through, like, what they call it, terminal illness? And what to talk about when you know you are like about to leave your body just like any moment? So watching this video, I was like totally amazed. What kind of consciousness this person has, that instead of worrying about, instead of, you know, complaining about what pain I'm going through and all this and that, this person, he's absorbed in translating this great work, Srimad Bhagavatam. So it was very, very inspiring for myself. I want to understand, you know, how can you get to that kind of state where you are able to do these things? Because, you know, even reading in Srimad Bhagavatam, one may think, oh, it's like, you know, long time ago, this and that. But, you know, we have many of disciples of Srila Prabhupada who had personal association with him. And, you know, we can see that it's so recent. And not only then, even many of his own disciples, they showed the same example. I remember hearing about passing away of His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj. And he had like such a... Actually, there is like 6 or 7 hours talk His Holiness Radhanath Swami gave about that. And I remember hearing that very clearly. And it's amazing how His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, he was saying, when people were going to see him and asking him, oh, how are you and this and that, he was saying, they don't understand. This is the best situation I can be in. Because, like, I can totally understand now I'm not this body. I'm totally different from this suffering that this body is going through. I can totally understand that. And but he was actually lamenting that many people who are asking him, how are you and this and that, they probably are not understanding that. Probably not all of them have realized this fact. And he was saying he was so grateful to be in that opportunity. So it reminded me of Lord Brahma's prayers after he had this pastime of Brahma Vimohana Leela happen. He tried to bewilder Lord Krishna and then he realized what he was doing. So there is one, this very beautiful prayer. Actually, this is a prayer everyone can remember. I guess many devotees, they actually carry it with them all the time. Tatte anukampam susmikshamano bhunjane vatma kritam vipakam ridvag vapur bhir viddan namaste jivetayo mukti pade sa dayabhak. So what kind of person can attain this kind of consciousness? This verse describes it very clearly. A person who is qualified to attain this kind of consciousness is this kind of person. What does it say? My dear Lord, one who earnestly waits for you to bestow your causeless mercy upon him, all the while patiently suffering the reactions of his past misdeeds and offering you respectful obeisances with his heart, words, and body, is surely, says he, surely eligible for liberation, for it has become his rightful claim. In the purport, there is such a beautiful analogy. He gives, just like here, in it was mentioned that a devotee is, yeah, here. Constant remembrance of the Lord's activities keeps the devotee alive.
And therefore, Uddhava requested that the Lord please enlighten him with the knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srimad Bhagavatam is giving us this remembrance of all these transcendental pastimes of the Lord. And just by hearing those, a devotee can become alive. How many of us have had that experience? It's pretty amazing, because we can see even in ordinary dealings, like parents or even children, when there is affection, you feel separated. Sometimes even people get sick. I know personally, like my brother, he had so much affection for my grandfather. So sometimes when my mother would go away to see her family, he would get sick when he go there, because he just can't handle being away from my grandfather. This is just like a ordinary mundane example. Even in that, we can see how this intensity of affection can even make one sick. But here, so the why I'm saying this is, the only affliction devotees go through is the feeling separation from the Lord. Remembering him, all his beautiful transcendental qualities, and feeling separation from him, it becomes so painful for devotees. We can remember example of the associates of Lord Chaitanya. When Lord Chaitanya was going to Jagannath Puri, so many of his associates, they were like feeling such an intense separation, and they didn't want to be separated from him. Especially we can remember the example of Gadadhar. His Lord Chaitanya would go to Gadadhar Pandit to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from him. We can imagine it's how it must be like for them to be discussing Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself, and he is going to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. So how much more seriously we should take this opportunity of hearing and studying and discussing Srimad Bhagavatam in the association of devotees. But we can understand the taste that devotees get, the pleasure that devotees get by just hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, by hearing talks about Krishna, by hearing about these loving exchanges with his devotees, his transcendental qualities. And here we see how even Maitreya Rishi is there. When Lord Krishna is speaking these transcendental gems to Uddhava, but it's mentioned because the consciousness of Maitreya Rishi is different. His devotion was mixed with fruitive activities and mysticism. Therefore, he could not completely get the understanding of the actual situation of the Lord. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions that speaking to Uddhava, Lord actually revealed his situation in Dwarka and Vrindavan. And Uddhava, he personally confirms this. He says this: I have studied the path of understanding self-knowledge from my spiritual master, the personality of Godhead, and thus, he's saying that he personally received this understanding. But even reading further, we won't hear Maitreya Rishi confirming this, that he received that understanding. And in the purport itself, it mentions. So the point to understand is that how one can get this understanding is only by coming to pure devotion. As long as we have our devotion mixed with fruitive activities and speculative
knowledge and understanding, one cannot come to this complete understanding of the Lord's situation in Dwarka and Vrindavan. There are so many examples. We can see how when Lord Chaitanya was traveling South India and he met all these different kinds of devotees in South India. One incident that I remember is, was this Venkata Bhatta. He was a devotee of Lord Ram. And he had this understanding. He worshipped actually Vishnu, so Lakshmi Narayan. And he didn't have complete understanding of Radha Krishna. And so Lord Chaitanya, he had a whole discussion with him. But gradually, he could understand. Lord Chaitanya actually asked him, "Hey, answer me this thing. Why does Lakshmi Devi perform so many austerities to get the association of Krishna?" Because Lakshmi, because we can see even in the transcendental world, all these varieties are there. Because Lakshmi, she's so attracted to her opulence and serving the Lord in that way. So she does not get access to the Vrindavan pastimes of Krishna. And so Lord Chaitanya, he asked Venkata Bhatta, "If you think this is so great, then why is Lakshmi Devi performing austerities for a long time to get association of Krishna in Vrindavan?" So these are very advanced pastimes, but by hearing from the bona fide devotees and coming in the line of disciplic succession, we can get some understanding on these higher topics. And we can develop appreciation. And by doing that, we can develop a little desire to come to that understanding. And then with that desire, when we can expect the mercy of the Lord. Like it said in this verse, when one earnestly expects the mercy of the Lord. So this verse is very hope-giving to all kinds of devotees. And we can take this verse and we can pray in that mood of expecting mercy. That's what we do actually every morning when we are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. What are we doing? That's what we are doing. We are trying to please Krishna, Radha and Krishna, so that they become merciful to us and engage us in their service. Engage us in their loving devotional service. So we can take a lot of inspiration from Uddhava in this way. And it doesn't mean that Uddhava, because he heard directly from Lord Krishna and therefore he developed this understanding, it's not like that. We can see the example here, how Maitreya, he was also present there. He understood, he heard everything, but he did not develop that kind of understanding. So we have to understand this main point is that we have to become free from this mentality of fruitive activities and speculative knowledge and come to pure devotional consciousness. That's when one can understand completely the actual situation of the Lord in Dwarka and Vrindavan. So I will stop here. There is a couple of minutes. If devotees want to share their insights, their realizations on these verses, they have some questions or comments, so please do that. Yes, Shyam Murari Prabhu.
Thank you. Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for the wonderful class. So you quoted that very nice verse, Tat Anukampam, and referring to the pure devotee who tolerates all the sufferings of his past misdeeds. Of course, do we understand in Srila Prabhupada's case, though, it's not the case because he's pure devotee from birth and Nitya Siddha, eternal associate of the Lord, and he didn't have any past misdeeds. Am I correct in my understanding?
What was the last thing you said? He didn't have any?
Past misdeeds.
Past misdeeds.
Yeah, remember that you quoted that verse, Tat Anukampam, Moksha Pada.
Yes.
Yeah.
I actually remember even reading in Leelamrita, Srila Prabhupada said that he had so many opportunities for sense gratification. But because Krishna protected his consciousness, so he was never distracted. Anyone else has anything to say? Yeah, what else you want to add now?
It's also that pastime you shared of that video you watched. The pastime you shared about the video that you watched of Prabhupada leaving his body.
Yes.
Still channeling. Yeah, so I heard that at that stage, Srila Prabhupada had lost so much of weight that his skin had shrunk to the bone. And any normal person in that condition would practically just be moaning in excruciating pain. And still through that condition, Srila Prabhupada was translating Srimad Bhagavatam.
Yeah, that's the transcendental situation of Srila Prabhupada. It's given there in the Leelamrita. Actually, the doctors, they said like a person in this kind of situation, he shouldn't even be living. But you can imagine he was translating Srimad Bhagavatam. So we can remember the example of Bhishma Dev. The pure devotees, they can choose to live at their will. So Srila Prabhupada, he even showed it at few occasions to his disciples, how he could choose to live or stay. But then, out of humility, he would say, if you want me to stay, you can pray to Krishna to allow me to stay a little bit longer. It happened on, I remember for sure, on a couple of occasions when Srila Prabhupada would get very sick. But yeah, that's the prerogative of pure devotees. They can also, just like Lord Krishna, they can also come at their will and live at their will. But of course, they do it for pleasure of Krishna, to carry out the orders of Krishna. And that's what we see in example of Uddhava. He was actually pleading Krishna, I want to go with you, I don't want to stay here. And Krishna was like, no, you can't go with me, you have to stay here. And you have to do some service for me, you have to take my message to the devotees in Badri Kashram, because I didn't get an opportunity being busy with all these other affairs. I didn't have an opportunity to go and meet the devotees there. So you are going to do that for me, you're going to take my message to them. And that's one of the services Uddhava was given by Lord Krishna. But I'll just leave with this analogy that I remembered I wanted to share. It's in the purport, it mentioned that who can, just like a child, just by living, he will naturally inherit all the assets of their parents. Similarly, a devotee, just by being alive in devotional service, they will naturally inherit the kingdom of Lord. So, we can at least take this point from today's discussion that we can just try to stay alive in Krishna consciousness, in bhakti yoga, and we will naturally get to the association of Krishna in his transcendental situation. Thank you very much for your kind attention. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.